Okay, today we're going to speak about the exclusions to the 20% rule. Again, we said that Chazal instituted that one should not spend more than a fifth, 20% of his assets for any mitzvah, lest he fall into poverty himself. The 20% number was taken from a drasha, where Yaakov Avinu said, "Aser ha'asrenu lach," that whatever Hashem will give me, I will give back a tenth. The double expression tells us 20%. Now that also tells us that it's great to be generous if one can, that he should give 20%. If you are giving 20%, the proper way to do it is 10% and another 10% of the original number, which is a little bit interesting. So you're not doing 20% right off the bat. Let's say you have $100. We're not telling you to give 20, because the special segula of giving miser, Kabbalistically, metaphysically, there's special value in giving specifically the tenth. So what's done is you would give $10 out of the 100, and then even though what's remaining is 90, the next 10th is not 9. The next 10 is again going to be $10 out of the original 100. So you end up giving 20 out of the 100, but it's 10 and then again 10. So if you are doing that, Chazal limited you, don't give more than that. Don't go beyond 20% because we're scared for your own livelihood. So where do we have exclusions to this rule? Is it ever permitted to a person for a person to be extra generous and to even set aside and give more than 20%? Well, here we go. Number one, the Chofetz Chaim says if somebody's poor anyway, the whole concern of not giving more than 20% was that you should not fall into poverty. But if a guy's got nothing to his name anyway, he's anyway a pauper, if he would like, he could give more than 20% to tzedakah or any other mitzvah that he would like to. That's number one. Number two, if a person is on the brink of death, is a person who's dying and he wants to go and distribute a tremendous percentage of his funds to tzedakah, well, since there's no concern of him coming out to poverty because he's dying anyway, he may give as much as he wants. However, some say that because the Torah does not like for people to give away their money and not leave an inheritance, many places can say that it's appropriate one should not give more than 50%. Leave half of your assets as Yerusha for your children. But in that case, you could give more than 20% up to half of your assets. So far we got if somebody's poor anyway, if someone's dying anyway. Next, pikuach nefesh, of course, if there's a situation, pikuach nefesh, a life-threatening situation where somebody is so poor, so destitute, or they need funds for life-saving medicine or treatment, pidyon shvuim, a captive person whose life is being threatened by their captors. These situations allow one to give more than 20%. Some say you must give, but that's already a separate discussion if you have to or you just may give more than 20%. So again, somebody's very poor, somebody's about to die, or pikuach nefesh of somebody else. That's three. Another case where you could give more than 20% if you'd like to, that is if you're so wealthy that even if you would give more than 20%, it really won't make much of a dent. Somebody's a billionaire. Even if he gives away 20%, he's still way richer than just about anybody else out there. And therefore, he may give away more than 20% if you're extremely, extremely wealthy. The next case is to support Torah. The Chofetz Chaim writes that to support Torah, Torah is such an unbelievable schus, it overrides all others, and you may give more than 20% to support somebody. So if you'd want to do a Sakha Zavulun, give 50% away to help support somebody in Torah, you may do so. You may do so. The last case is, if there's a poor person standing in front of you, the Vilna Gaon Paskins, that you don't have right to make any limitations. However, most Paiskim argue on this, and they say that even if the poor person is standing in front of you and he needs supper, you may limit it to 20%. The Vilna Gaon says if he really needs something right now, you must give more than 20%.